Don't let Mark Zuckerberg fool you. Facebook was created when a bunch of college kids hacked their school's directory, found pictures of all the freshman girls, then posted them so dudes could rate which ones they thought were prettiest on campus. Since then, it's obviously grown into a behemoth of a global company that controls communicative channels like nothing we've ever seen before. But now, with its creator on Capitol Hill answering questions about what they do with their users' data, regulating hate speech and all sorts of other things, they appear to be getting defensive about a lot of topics. It's okay to want to be a public trust and still make money. There's just no point in acting like they're mutually exclusive. That's the whole idea. It's easy to tell people to just delete Facebook and it'll be fine. But that's not realistic at this point. For a certain demographic, it's their only connection to the outside world. And for some businesses, it is a vital marketplace. You can't just shut it down because they refuse to play fair. They're basically a monopoly at this point if we're being real. The question is, does Zuckerberg still think that he can run for president at the end of all this? I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.